This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to plunge in Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is just like lessons.
You're just terrible.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with a real site. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, or joe@therealside.com if you prefer to go that way with it. joe@therealside.com if you want to send me some information. Always appreciate the time that you're with us, that you're on the air. Now listen, Mike Lindell, you know, who has just been beating his brains out to help out the conservative cause, he's spending a small fortune doing it. If you head over to MyPillow.com, no matter what you buy there, no matter what you use, use the promo code Joe. I can't make it any easier than that for you. Promo code is Joe, and for you new agers, it's not J-O, it's J-O-E. And when you get there, when you do that, I really do, he's got some, I got a pair of his slippers, I love them. Well, not Mike's, I actually bought them for myself. But he's got pillows, pillowcases, sheets, towels, blankets, all kinds of stuff there. And again, it's great quality stuff. I've got the pillows. I think we've got some pillowcases, that kind of thing. And try them out. They'll take them back. They've got a guarantee on them. But when you're checking out, it's promo code Joe. That simple. Just promo code Joe. And I do appreciate your time with me. All right. After the break, we're going to try to get Lila Rose on the line with me, and she is one of the founders. I don't know if she's the founder or one of the founders of Live Action, and I've talked to you guys about this in the past. You know, she was either the first of one of the first interviews I ever did in the show. So she was there in the early days for me, and her first book, Fighting for Life, Becoming a Force for Change in a Wounded World. I mean, she goes through the whole thing as, you know, her own life experiences. But what we can do, see, mainstream has dumbed this thing down to no end. Dumbed it down, yes, they've dumbed down abortion. It's wrong. I think at 15 she founded Live Action. I mean, that had to bother her a lot for her to want to do that, don't you think? She said the subtitle is Becoming a Force for Change in a Wounded World. You know, this is why I keep telling you guys, you can't give up. There are people out there fighting alongside you. You may not know it. You may not see them on a daily basis, but they're out there. So I just, you know, don't let them down. Stay there with, stay along with the fight. That's the best way to do it. Otherwise, you're gonna get discouraged a lot. And as you get discouraged, you may be prone to want to give up. And like I always say, I'm just too darn stubborn to give up. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Caitlyn Jenner's been all over the news, as you know. And I'm always worried about people that are never really involved in politics. I don't want an old guard person. I don't want somebody who's been around for 117 years, you know, dealing with this stuff. But I do want people that have a clue as to how things operate and how they run. And part of that, you need to listen to these people speak, so you really do know what they're thinking about doing to you. Yeah, you heard me. What they think about doing to you. Because when they really don't know what they're doing, they think they're some of them really think they're doing a good thing. I get it. I understand. But they're not. In a lot of cases, they just flatly aren't helping. This is why they have to have, I feel, they have to have some kind of information in the legislative process. Work for somebody. Right? Get involved in somebody's campaign, but work for somebody. At the state level, or I say at the state level, for maybe even a local level. So you have an idea what it's like to try to push something through, to make something happen. How much fighting you have to do to make it happen. Maybe how you have to voice your opinion on something. I'm not saying get rid of your principles, but how you might have to voice your opinion on something to get it through, to make it happen. Give it some thought. The FBI picked up about 500 people today, stemming from the pro-Trump riot, is what they're calling it. This is how MSN is couching it. Isn't that great? The FBI has arrested more than 450 people on a range of charges, stemming from the January 6th riot staged by supporters of then-President Donald Trump. You know, they call him then-President, previous president, prior president. They don't do that with Obama. In the 4 months since Trump's supporters stormed the Capitol, in an event to prevent Congress from certifying President Biden. See, this is so wrong. That's not what they were doing. They weren't trying to prevent it. Now, there might have been some there that were. I don't believe the majority of MAGA people that were there were the people they say they were. Remember what I told you. When you look at how they were dressed and how ready they were, not a knock on the MAGA people, but they weren't MAGA people. All right? The FBI has since fanned out across the country. They've arrested individuals in every state but six. Ooh. But the hunt for suspects, far from over. We're not done rounding up the worst of the worst, one law enforcement official told NBC News. Why aren't they rounding up the ones that tore up the federal court in Seattle? You think they went after them with facial recognition? Here, I'll help you. No. On its website, the FBI has posted hundreds of pictures of the suspect and asked the public for help, leading to the arrest of those people. Do they have the pictures of those people that, you know, burned, bombed, beat up, stomped on police cars, buildings? Yeah, I think so. Joe Bettini, your host, this is Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hit all the right buttons. We're back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Just get engaged. It's really that simple. Just get engaged. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you engaged. I want you involved. I just want you knowing truly what you're up against. And the way that happens is I get you informed on these things. Otherwise, I say it all the time, and I'm not trying to be mean about it, but you know better than they are. Especially if you're just, you know, spewing back the information that you just heard or somebody told you about without checking it out yourself. And that's what I try to do for you. I don't succeed all the time. I do my best. But as you just heard a little while ago, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things out there happening, a lot of things we just can't keep our fingers on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-775. God, I do this all the time. 855-732-5563. My brain starts going faster than my mouth. You guys know how that works. Anyway, like I said, a lot going on, a lot happening that we may want to catch up on. Catch up with, if you would. Okay, what happened to you? Oh, yeah. We're talking about the FBI. Now, Lila Rose, we're trying to get a hold of her now, and I'm having trouble with the phone system. I don't know if it's hers or mine. The FBI has rounded up a bunch of these members. And they say that we're not done rounding up the worst of the worst. Now, the FBI has posted hundreds of pictures of suspects, and they've asked people to help. Has anybody seen, I'm asking for a friend, has anybody seen hundreds of pictures of the people that, again, that have been burning up Portland or Seattle? You know they've got the pictures. I mean, seriously. And if they haven't got the pictures, where do they get the ones of the people that stormed on June 6th? On January 6th? Where do they get those pictures? I don't know. It's amazing to me, but we've allowed this to happen. And we've got to take it back. We've got to push back. We've got to make sure that we don't allow another takeover of the DOJ, of everything like we did with Obama. We can't let that happen. And, again, so far, 60 of more than 440 people arrested by the FBI, they've been charged with assaulting police. The Bureau also continues to offer a $100,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of individuals who planted pipe bombs at the headquarters. You mean to tell me the cameras weren't working? For real? Right? Those devices never went off. But they could have been set off. Part of it is they could have been set off to get the police to go in a different direction. But isn't that great? No, come on, seriously. Isn't it great that they're able to go find all these supposed Trump supporters, all these supposed MAGA supporters? But they couldn't find anybody, or they can't find many, I'm going to say anybody, they can't find a majority of those people that caused so much damage in Portland, so much damage in Seattle, and so on. Come on, really, let this sink in for a while. I'll go for a walk and come back. If we don't step up and start beating this up, and I don't mean physically, so stop that. Some of you say I speak too violently. Well, I don't know what that means. Maybe that's why I speak too violently, because I really don't know what it means. Back to taking back schools. It's been sitting on me because I'm watching what people are doing in some of these smaller areas. I know that in Texas, Dr. B was talking about the recent school board elections that they had there. Great, great, great. Glad to hear it. And they got people to step up. They got people to step up and want to run for school board and water board and city council and so forth. But most of what we talk about on the show when it comes to education is what our kids aren't learning in school and what they don't know. You're seeing more and more school boards take action, more and more legislatures take action to make sure that the 1619 history won't be taught. Come on, let that sink through. We have to make sure that fake information isn't taught in our education systems. Well, the Dems aren't going to do that. They don't care. Come on, they don't care. So you have to go looking through the books. You have to go dropping in on classes. You have to ask people questions. That's how you find out what's being taught. That's how some of these moms found out that the 1619 garbage was being taught. And if you don't know what the 1619 history is all about, just go ahead and Google it. That's probably the easiest. I know, Google. They're probably squelching that too as well. But at least if you Google it, you have a fighting chance of finding it. You know, and David Barton over at Wall Builders, his son's got a whole section on the 1619 history and why it's so false. It's not that hard to disprove that whole thing. Right? But back to the schools. You can have an influence on what these kids learn. You can have an influence on what's being taught in those classrooms. You can't do that from outside. I'm telling you, I tried it. Tried it for years. Doesn't work. But if you're inside, you can look at the curriculum. You can pay attention to what's going on. You can push, make noise behind the scenes, make noise in front of the scenes, whatever you want to call it, to make sure that every kid from every walk of life gets the reality, gets truth. You may have to get a little education yourself on how this works. Whether you have a right to be in the classroom. You parents, you know you have a right to be in the classrooms while the teacher is teaching. Now, some districts limit the time, limit the amount of days a week. One of those sneaky little things that people do is they volunteer to help out in the class. Won't kill you. So, again, I say to you, what are you doing to help at the school board level? What do you help do at the city council level? Because those are the places that let in Planned Parenthood. At school, those are the places that teach your kids bad and wrong information. You teach your kids how to hate America. Not good. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is Real Sound. Try to get Lila Rose back on again after the break. Don't go far.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Another major company says they paid millions of dollars in ransom after their systems were hacked by criminals operating in Russia. The world's largest meat producer, JBS, was hit with a ransomware attack in May, taking most of their operations in the U.S. offline. In a statement Wednesday, the company says it paid the hacker group Reveal $11 million to prevent further damage to their systems. CEO of JBS USA, Andre Noguera, said the decision to pay was extremely difficult, but one he ultimately made to prevent any potential risk to their customers. And a new report from the Inspector General at the Department of the Interior says that protesters were not cleared from Lafayette Park last June to allow President Trump to walk from the White House to St. John's Church. The report shows that the park was cleared of gathered protesters on June 1, 2020, to allow new fencing to be installed. Police and the president were accused of clearing the protest to allow Trump to pose for a photo in front of the church. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Feel the rhythm now. We are back. This is Real Bad on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Now, you know, one of my favorite topics, as you old-timers know, is it's about life. And in the recent years especially, not that I've ever been for abortion in any way, shape, manner, or form, but in the recent years especially, I've come to the conclusion, I've told you guys this, I will never vote, push, or support somebody who is totally pro-abortion, because if you won't protect an innocent life, let's just put it in plain, simple English, there's no way you're going to protect me on any other issue there is. And I don't care if you're running for a school board, water board, city council, Congress, whatever it is. Where do you stand on this issue? Where do you stand on protecting life? So I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look it up. She was one of my first interviews. I was probably nervous as heck back then, too. One of my first interviews that I did on the show when I first started the show. Lila Rose joins me. She's a leader of the Millennial Pro-Life Movement Live Action. And your first book, Lila? I can't believe it.
Yes. I know. I had to wait till I was a little older than 19 years old to write a guidebook for other people. So, yes, book number one, and it's very exciting to have Fighting for Life out there in the world.
Yeah. And I'm glad you're doing it. Look, you know, again, at the time I talked to you when you were first on the show, it was great, and your passion was great for what you were doing. But you figured this out. I want to talk about this. You figured this out at age 15. You founded Live Action at 15 years old. I mean, why weren't you out, you know, playing with the other kids on your bike and everything else at 15? What drove you to this?
Sure. Well, I was definitely doing normal stuff, too. But, I mean, I tell this story in my book, Fighting for Life, because the whole point of the book is to be a guidebook for other people to get in the fight for life and to really make a difference in the world. And, you know, when I was a teenager or even a preteen, I was really interested in different causes. And I'm one of 8 kids, so I'm from San Jose, California. And that itself is unique and, you know, kind of countercultural right there, you know, who has 8 kids these days. So my parents were really pro-life and just how they loved kids. So there were, you know, the ultrasound pictures on the refrigerator growing up, and that was really exciting to see, you know, your younger sibling and anticipate, you know, a new baby in the house. But, you know, as a young girl, I actually had this encounter, you could say, with abortion that led me to a moment of moral clarity that convicted me deeply. And what happened was I kind of heard of abortion and didn't really know what it was. It wasn't really like on my radar as a kid. But I found this book. I loved reading. I found this book, which is this kind of history book on abortion, and that my parents happened to have in their house. They had so many books. And the middle of the book had photographs. And one of the photographs was an image of a child who was 10 weeks old in the first trimester. And, you know, what I'm about to say is probably going to be painful to hear for some people. And if, you know, if someone's listening who's had an abortion or been hurt by abortion, you know, the first thing I want to say is what I'm sharing is not to judge or to shame anyone. It's ultimately because I think the truth brings freedom and the opportunity for healing. A lot of people need healing from abortion in our culture, but we deny the humanity of the baby, so it's hard to grieve that life and actually get the healing that's needed. So what I'm looking at as a kid is the image of a photograph of a child, 10 weeks old, first trimester. You can see arms, legs, face. You know, by 3.5 weeks, heart is beating, 6 weeks in utero, brain waves are forming, 7 weeks, you know, jawbone's already forming. I saw a fully formed baby at 10 weeks, and this child had been the victim of a powerful first trimester suction abortion, which is the most prevalent abortion in America, even to this day. And, you know, the suction is 30 to 50 times more powerful than a household vacuum. So it's really powerful to rip that embryo into pieces. And I looked at this human. I could see this was a little boy or girl. I could tell it was a human. It's so obvious. This is a human life. And I was just broken over it. I was heartbroken. And I just thought, you know, how can we do this? Is this real? You know, how is this acceptable? And, you know, I learned more, 3,000 abortions a day in America at the time when I was a young teen. Now it's down to 2,400 roughly a day, but that is still the leading cause of death in America. The number one cause of death, you know, of the last two decades is abortion. And I was just floored. I just thought, you know, this is the cause. And my moral clarity was really cemented when I read Mother Teresa. Folks listening might know and love her already, or even know a little bit about her. And, you know, she's this amazing, you know, Catholic saint now, but she was this Nobel Peace Prize winner. And she worked with the lonely and the lepers. And she worked especially with the dying in the streets of Calcutta, India, in the slums. But this little nun, she had strong words to say, specifically on abortion, whenever she traveled and spoke at these big, you know, fancy events. And she called abortion the greatest destroyer of peace. She said the greatest destroyer of peace in the world today is abortion. And when I read those words, I was really moved because I thought, you know, she didn't say poverty was, she didn't say racism was, she didn't say sexism was. She could have said a lot of things, was a destroyer of peace. And I think those things are. But she said the greatest is abortion. And then she says, in a nation where a mother can kill her own child, what is left but for you and for me to kill one another? And it was just like this moment of crystal clear moral clarity of seeing, yeah, you know, it's one thing for one person to hate another or kill another or hurt another, but for a mother to turn against her own child and offer them to be killed by an abortionist, you know, there's no greater bond of a mother than a child that's meant to be a place of love and safety. And when it's turned into a place of violence and murder, where is our society at? And so that inspired me to, at a young age, start my organization, Live Action.
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right. And when you see what's going on across the country, where we are / we're headed, when you look at all these, you know, now we're talking about post-birth abortions, partial birth abortions, and people thought this was a relatively new thing, but this has been going on for years. It's just been brought more to our attention as of late, correct?
Yeah, I mean, you're spot on. Since 1973, abortion on demand has been legalized. It was the Supreme Court kind of made the decision for the whole country. Seven men, seven justices on the Supreme Court made this decision for everybody. And since then, there have been over 60 million abortions. And in some states, like the state of California, you can get an abortion if you get a doctor to sign off on it through all 9 months. You can get an abortion at 8 months, a fully viable child who could survive, but you kill that baby before birth instead. And this is legal in 8 states right now. So, you know, it's barbaric. It's so barbaric what we're doing to kids, thousands of them a day, and they have no rights, no legal protection. And what's so shameful and what's so offensive to me, especially as a woman, and now I'm a mom, you know, got married a couple of years ago, had my first baby last year.
Congratulations.
And, you know, to say that women are benefited by this, to say that it's a woman's right, to say that we are empowered by the killing of our children, the brutal violence against our children, and this is offered as a solution to, you know, challenges we may face. it's sickening. It's an attack on our dignity as women, I think. And so that's just part of the complex, I think, defense for abortion that is ever shifting. You know, people, this like used to be safe, legal, and rare. The Democrats would say, oh, abortion should be safe, legal, and rare. Now the Democratic Party is, you know, lighting up in the state of New York. 2 years ago, they lit up the Empire State Building pink to celebrate abortion through all 9 months, the complete revocation of all abortion law, so that it was just, you know, free range, whatever you wanted at any time. That's the extremism that's playing out today.
But, Lila, the big part of that New York decision that bothered me even more so was the majority of those people in that room are Christian/Catholics/religious people. And they were applauding themselves. And I was saying to myself, how do you do that? I mean, to show how, and I'll say it, you don't have to, how mentally deficient you are, that as a religious person believing in God, the creator of the universe who loves life, you're applauding yourself for allowing the taking of lives.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a, it was a mouth-open
moment. I mean, listen, so much of America today is Christianity light.
Yep.
People who kind of generically identify as Christians, evangelicals, or Catholics, or mainline Protestant. And, you know, the abortion rate in the self-identifying Christian, Catholic community is virtually the same as the abortion rate in the secular, non-religious community.
Yeah.
You only really see a big difference in abortion rate when people start attending church or mass every Sunday, when they start really trying to live by the teachings of their faith and look different from the culture or the rest of the way the world is going. So, you know, it shouldn't surprise us that you have now Joe Biden, you know, the president of the United States, and he is saying he's Catholic and he's pro-abortion.
Well, the beauty behind this, we'll talk more about this on the other side, is you're a young lady in a world where all young women are supposed to be for women's rights, and abortion is part of it. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far, please. Lila Rose will still be with me on the other side of the break.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. This is a real title. GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5560. If you want to text Dory, because some of you hate the email blast, I got to tell you, honestly, I hate email blast too. But if you want to be notified of the show, simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. So, as most of you know who have been listening to me for any length of time, one of my favorite subjects is abortion. But it's the pro-life portion. And the reason I like it so much is that, being the old white guy in the room, I'm not supposed to talk about it. But if we don't talk about it, if we don't hold it up, you grandmothers, you grandfathers, you aunts, uncles, you need to be talking to your kids about this, your nieces, your nephews. You don't be afraid to talk about these things. Look at what's going on in the world today. Look at what's going on in Seattle and Portland and other places. These kids grew up with, you can do anything. Don't let anybody tell you what to do. Where are we? Where were we? Where have we been? Step up. Talk to your kids about life. Talk to your grandchildren about life. It doesn't matter what your kids say. I'm seriously. I don't care what my kids said about it. All four of my children are pro-life. All four of them. Not because I browbeat them, because we constantly talked about the value of life. And showed them real pictures, real, and not gross pictures, you know what I mean. Showed them truth. And we're afraid to do that. We've been afraid to do that, so don't. Lila Rose joins me. She's a speaker, writer, human rights activist. She founded and serves as the president of Live Action, a media news nonprofit dedicated to ending abortion. And Lila was on the show I should have had her on plenty of times, but she was one of the first people on my show, and God bless her. I love what she's been doing. She wasn't a flash in the pan. She's still at it, and it's obvious if you've been listening, this is extremely close to her heart, her new book, Fighting for Life. Now, Lila, can they get the book on Amazon right now?
Yes, so Fighting for Life, Becoming a Force for Change in a Wounded World is available everywhere you buy books, and it's just out this week, and it's a lot of the story of the fight for life in the United States and, you know, Live Action's work, 15 years since I was a teenager, investigating the abortion industry, but most importantly, it is like a Rules for Radicals. It's a guidebook for you, for someone listening who wants to know, how do I get in the fight? And it can be any fight. I mean, the pro-life fight, I think, is this crucial one, but any cause, it's tugging on your heart. How do you get started? How do you overcome insecurities? I share a lot of the mistakes I made. How do you deal with controversy? I think that's really hard for a lot of people, mm-hmm. you know, afraid of offending others. And so I rock the reader through what does that look like to overcome challenges, because we have to step into the fight. The fight needs us. It's like you were saying, Joe, I totally agree. We need to use our voice. If we've been given the truth, it's up to us to share it. Who else is going to do it? And so Fighting for Life is a tool, designed to be a tool to serve people so that they can feel encouraged to do just that and use their voice.
You know, if not us, then who? You know, a lot of
exactly.
the older folks I speak to about this, they don't, you know, to your point, even they don't like the confrontation with the young people because they're afraid of that. But you're a young woman. You've been in this for a long time. I love the young women that are coming up and saying, wait a minute, you don't have to be part of this. You don't have to do this. I just saw some numbers. I don't know how true they are, but I saw some numbers recently where even though millennials will say, and Gen Zers, I guess, or X, whatever they are, they'll say that they believe in a woman's right to choose, 73% of them don't believe in abortion, which I thought was interesting.
Right.
You know, and
well,
that's the effect people like you have had on them, though.
Right. Well, it's also just how you ask the questions with these polls. Mm-hmm. So, for example, some of the big polling companies have asked, there's these bills, these heartbeat bills to ban abortion after the heartbeat can be detected. And these bills have been passed in, you know, states like Idaho and Ohio, and it was just proposed in Texas. And when the polling is done, do you support banning an abortion after the heartbeat can be detected? Actually, the large majority of Americans support that law. But then if you say, do you support a woman's right to choose? It sounds so positive. A lot of majority of Americans will say yes. Well, the reality is every abortion ends a beating heart. A baby's heart starts beating at 3.5 weeks. That's 5.5 weeks from the, you know, last menstrual cycle of the woman. The dating and the pregnancy is 5.5 weeks. A lot of women don't even know they're pregnant yet. And so abortions happen 6, 7, 8, 10, you know, weeks all the way till birth. So it just shows that when Americans are educated, like once you start to humanize that baby, and they are human, and you say, oh, the heart's beating, or oh, the baby has brain waves, or oh, these, you know, developmental milestones, people are just like, oh my gosh, no, don't kill that baby, you know? And the only way the abortion industry succeeds, the only way the Planned Parenthood and the, you know, political fighters for abortion succeed is when they never humanize the baby, they never talk about the baby, they lie about the humanity of the baby, and instead they only say, oh, it's good for women. It's freedom for women. Listen, mm-hmm. I'm a woman, I'm a mom, I'm a fiercely passionate about women and their rights, but we don't have a right as women to kill children, and women are not benefited by abortion. Abortion doesn't solve a single solitary problem that a woman might face. It only makes her the mother of a dead child, and then she's in the exact situation she was in before, whether she was struggling in school, had a bad relationship, had, you know, economic issues, was a single mom. I mean, whatever her situation was, an abortion doesn't make her life better. It only ends the life of her child.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you said that, because you see all these polls and statistics and what have you. I've even read that many women carry this well into their later in life when it comes back up mm-hmm. in their mind, and then they have to deal with that from a mental standpoint or what have you. You know, Lila, when did abortion become a godsend and adoption become a dirty word?
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, I talk about this in my book, Fighting for Life. How did we get here? How did we get to the point where there's 2,400 abortions a day and, you know, adoption is so expensive? And in fact, there are they estimate 2 million couples wanting to adopt in America who can't because we don't have enough babies. I mean, we're aborting all of our babies. And adoption is seen negatively by a lot of moms, you know, biological mothers, because, you know, society says, oh, it's like giving up your baby. It's so terrible when it can be such a beautiful thing. And so how did we get here? You know, I'll just say two things. Number one, we got here because Planned Parenthood has been doing their empire building for 100 years, literally. And they have helped elect some of the most powerful politicians in America over the last several decades. They're a $2 billion corporation, $2 billion in assets. They get a $500 million a year from taxpayers, from us, and they're incredibly powerful. They have friends in media, entertainment, academia. Their ideology is everywhere. And then the second reason is the sexual revolution. So people don't like talking about this because it's not politically correct, I think. So it's people are hesitant to really acknowledge this. But the fact is 50% of women who have an abortion, and this is from Planned Parenthood's own research arm. This isn't my number. This is the abortion industry's number. 50% of the women who have an abortion were using contraception in the month that they got pregnant. So it's a result of the consequence of contraception failing, which it always can fail. I mean, no contraceptive is foolproof or, you know, fail-proof. The only, you could say, contraception that is fail-proof is responsibility, which is don't have sex if you're not ready to be a parent. And that sounds like such a harsh message, but it's actually a really beautiful message. Instead, what we're saying today, and ever since the sexual revolution, which happened in our country, you know, decades ago in the mid-20th century, was this idea of uprooting morality around sex. So instead of sex being about responsibility and family and marriage and children and love, sex became about one thing, consent. Sex was basically, the only morality around sex was now, don't rape. You know, it's like, wow. Don't rape somebody. That's what you're taught about sex. And when you think about that, I mean, of course, I agree with that. Like, you know, 100% don't rape. But there's a lot more to sexual morality than don't rape. Sex bonds people together. Sex creates new life. That's what it's designed to do. And so what we do with sex, we're not animals. You know, to treat children and, you know, in sex ed, like, oh, their biological urge is irresistible. No, we have free will. We have choice. Mm-hmm. And that's a beautiful thing. And sex is much more than a momentary pleasure. Sex is bonding. Sex can create new life. And that's why fighting for sex in the context of marriage and in the context of commitment and parenthood is so crucial. And so, you know, what our society believes and how it behaves around sex is the reason for abortion. But that's not popular to talk about. But that's also what Planned Parenthood is promoting. I mean, they, I mean, we were just talking, Joe, during the break, as you know, like, you are on the school board and you're working to keep Planned Parenthood out of the schools in your area, because Planned Parenthood knows that if they can sexualize kids, get them sexually experimenting, and they love to teach masturbation, they love to teach sexual experimentation to kids. They say, as long as there's consent, right? That's the thing. Don't rape. That's the rule. No rape, but go have sex, kids. There's a reason they're getting pregnant. Doesn't matter how much contraception they're using. There will be a failure rate. And what happens then? Oh, it's unplanned. So you go to the abortion clinic and you pay Planned Parenthood $500 or $1,000 for their abortion. And that's the reason Planned Parenthood has been increasing their abortion numbers over the last decade. Their numbers have gone up. Planned Parenthood's other numbers are going down. Prenatal services at Planned Parenthood, which are negligible to begin with, it's like 9,000 visits total, has gone down 76% in 10 years. The abortion rate is 1,000 children they kill every day.
Well, Lila, we've got to have you back on more frequently. Seriously, tell people where they can find your organization.
Thank you. So liveaction.org and Fighting for Life, my new book, is everywhere you buy books. Thanks so much, Joe.
No, thank you. And don't hang up, please. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. A lot more tomorrow. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.